America, and to all the freedom-loving Christians, patriots, and all the rest of you as well. Welcome to another hour of The Flip Side. Jeffrey Bennett behind the mic tonight for the last time this week. Thank goodness I got the short week next week. I'll be with you Tuesday and Thursday. I know it's confusing to some of you. Robbie and I switch it. Well, just be here, you know. And Jobber says we need to go kick Goldman Sachs as, a little bit of talk about that tonight. Glad to have you here on RBN. Friday night, end of the week, but, you know, it doesn't slow up what I do. It doesn't slow up the things that I'm involved with by any stretch of the imagination. Chat room's open throughout the course of this hour program. I hope you'll come join us at www.federalobserver.com. I've got some friends in the room. Warhawk and James is in the room, and Jommer's here. And it's early. It'll start to fill up here pretty soon. Yeah, we need to go kick something over there. Let's take a fast look at what the markets did. Markets were interesting. I mean, they took an absolute pounding all week. Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down another 120 points today. Do you realize that in a week the Dow is off over 600 points? Nobody talks about it in those terms. They try to soften it. Oh, but Greenspan opened his mouth. It dropped 400 points. Bernanke opened his mouth. It bounced back 52 points. No, folks, the reality is the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the 30 main blue-chip stocks, lost in excess of 600 points this week. Now, let's be honest. Gold and silver did not have a great week either. And this is what interests me. Earlier in the week, gasoline, I think regular unleaded, was like $2.23 a gallon. I went out today, it was $2.41. Now, something's wrong here, folks. They're increasing the cost of oil, increasing the cost of gas. The stock markets are taking a royal kick in the pants. Gold is off big time this week. Gold is off, what, about 40 bucks this week? That's good. Take advantage of it while it lasts. Silver, end of the day at $12.89 an ounce. That is a tremendous buying opportunity right here at the Republic Trading Group. 1-800-691-7898. Republic Trading Group, of course, is the main sponsor for this hour broadcast. Do take advantage of it. As late as an hour ago, I was still getting calls, people taking advantage. Gentleman had placed an order with us, with me earlier in the afternoon for around, I don't know, $9,900. Call back an hour later as he watched gold continue to slide and said, no, let's double up on it. So we did. And he's getting more gold for the same money and or for less money, and it's going to work out very well. Take advantage of these markets, folks. You know, economically, contrary to what emanates from Bush's orifice and the rest of his handlers, the economy's not doing that well. Tell me that your money will buy you a lot more at the grocery store this weekend, huh? Stick around. I'll see you on the flip side of this commercial break. We're going to do a little rehash of an old movie tonight, The Sting. I'll be back.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Like that 5 to 5 on Friday stuff. That was about 13 minutes ago for me. Yeah, it is Friday. The Eagles flying. Or the Vultures are, never mind. Let me see. What do we got here? One of our listeners, who I'm sure is up in Canada, wants to know any chance we can sell gold coin to clients outside the USA. It is a real problem. There was a time that we could deliver coins into Puerto Rico, Canada. It has become excessively difficult. We don't put our hands on the product, as most of you know. When clients order from Republic Trading Group, it is drop shipped directly from our supplier. All the suppliers have been forced to stop sending product outside of the country on our behalf. And the reason being is the entire Homeland Security Patriot Act has made things extremely tough. When I used to ship into Canada, we had a something that was referred to as a harmonic code that we could actually put on the box, and that signified to the Canadian customs people, etc., that this was a collectible coin. It was a hobby-level specimen, whatever the case may be, and therefore it was exempt from the duties and the taxations and the customs fees, et cetera, et cetera. Unfortunately, all of that's come to a halt. You know, NAFTA came along, which is supposed to make things easier, and, you know, and then GATT and this and that. We all know the North American Union, they're trying very hard to cram down our throats. I don't have a real strong voice tonight, folks, so do bear with me. And all of these things made it very, very difficult. If you put a harmonic code on a box today, it's still a legitimate U.S. Postal Service harmonic code, but it almost signifies them that there's something of value inside, and they either open it up and rip it off, or they wind up charging the receiving client customs and duty fees that are greater than the value of the product that was shipped. So that's why it's become very, very difficult. The person asking the question is our friend Goldfinger. I hope it answers it for you. It doesn't make it pleasant because we have a lot of people in Canada specifically who would like to do business with RBN and Republic Trading Group. Anyway, once again, I'll mention the chat room is open, www.federalobserver.com. Gary North, and I know I've been sharing a lot more of Gary North lately than some of you would like to hear, but the fact of the matter is he does share some good historical data. The piece he sent to me a couple of hours ago, I was actually planning on taking this hour in a completely different direction tonight, but this particular piece I found interesting. Number one, I kind of like movies, real old movies, and the particular film we're going to talk about tonight, frankly, isn't that old. It's, you know, 30-odd years old now. Any American over the age of 50 probably remembers the film The Sting, 1973 movie starring Paul Newman and Robert Redford. Their characters were a pair of penny-ante crooks who got even with a murderous criminal by setting him up for a scam. And as with most scams, it appealed to greed. They persuaded him that he could get something for nothing. And then they, of course, stripped him of his money. Frankly, it was a pretty good movie, one I still enjoy watching. All you had to kind of do was ignore the ending, which violated an incontrovertible truth that had been revealed in a less well-known movie called The Gang That Couldn't Shoot Straight. I think it was a British film that was made in 1971. The truth was announced by Big Mama, an Italian mother of an incompetent gang, who said, "If it ain't in the Daily News, there ain't a no murder." Compared to what central bankers have done to the GDP, the generally dumb public in this country, The Sting was a con job run by amateurs. So successful has their sting been in this country on us that it's taken in 98% of the gold bugs. Now, I'm a gold bug. I never made any bones about it. I happen to deal with it professionally, but I just bought some more gold for myself this week. You know, just a few years ago, in early 2001, there weren't a lot of gold bugs that were remaining. They'd pretty much all been shook out. The question is, what is a gold bug? No, it's not a little pin you give your wife to put on her blouse for Mother's Day. A gold bug is a person who believes the following: that the gold standard was good for world trade from 1815 to 1914. The gold standard was good for individual liberty. The gold standard reduces the likelihood of monetary inflation. Gold was certainly a good investment from 1976 to 79, and I'm talking about that in the typical Wall Street fashion. Well, gold is still a good investment, despite the period of 1980 to 2001 when it fell 70% in value while consumer prices doubled. The problem, my friends, has always been this. There is almost no agreement among even gold bugs as to what features a gold standard should always have. Should a gold standard be guaranteed by law? And if so, whose law? Subsequently enforced by which government agency? And what form should the gold be held in? And where should it be stored? At whose expense? With what restrictions on entry? With what competition from government-issued money? And with what competition from central bank-issued money? And, of course, at what price? Of course, then there's the question of the other metal, which we spoke about in depth last night, silver. Gold bugs are usually also silver bugs. And so many of the same questions I just shared with you would apply equally as well. Now, you know, there were gold coins in circulation in my parents' youth. There were silver coins circulating in my own youth. These coins used to be money. All over the industrial West, they were all looked upon as money, but no longer. So what happened? da 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 da. The sting happened, my friends. June of 1914. You could have walked into a bank anywhere in the West, handed over the national paper money in exchange for either gold coins or silver coins. You could have handed the banker a $20 bill and gotten a $20 gold coin or $21 silver coins or a whole bunch of dimes or quarters or halves. And you could have purchased those coins at a fixed price, a specific quantity of paper money per coin. You would have paid nothing for the transaction other than standing in line. And so you see, the gold standard was therefore a free lunch. And so, in fact, was the silver standard. There's only one problem with all of this, my friends. There ain't no such thing as a free lunch. And so then I guess there really was something rotten in Denmark and in England and France and Spain and the United States and every other gold standard country. Russia, not the Soviet Union, old Russia, still czarist at that point, and Greece, and Austria, and Australia, and Canada, and France, and Italy, and Denmark, and Sweden, and Holland. But there was at least one fundamental flaw in the international gold standard, which was also a series of national gold standards. All of them rested on a single lie. And that lie, once again, was something for nothing. Whenever you are offered something for nothing, keep your hand upon your wallet and your back against the wall. Now, of course, in these fraudulent times, keeping your hand on the wallet and your back against the wall could be the commentary upon either the political personages who reside in Washington, D.C., or it could also be a commentary about homosexuality. Keep your back against the wall. Watch out for the soap. The gold standard, my friends, as it actually operated from 1815 to 1914, according to Gary North, in fact, was a gigantic fraud. And that fraud was revealed every time there was a major war. Commercial banks suspended gold redemption on demand, and governments always legalized this violation of contract. But then, soon after this nation was founded as a republic, the powers that be began to violate many contracts with the Native Americans. You see, the gold standard in wartime was not worth the paper it was written on. In late 1914, Europe's banks suspended payment when World War I broke out. But this time, the central banks in each country confiscated the gold that the commercial banks had just confiscated from their depositors. Oh, and you thought it only happened in Roosevelt's time. Stay with me. I'll see you in about 3 minutes on the flip side of this commercial break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back, my friends. Sharing with you tonight a little bit of an alternative discourse as relates to gold, which is interesting because most people that you will hear on the radio, the alternative media, whatever, who happen to deal with gold and silver, as we do here at Republic Trading Group, are frankly scared to death to tackle a topic that may make it appear that it is contrary to what we happen to do. Well, you can look at it that way if you want. I continue to study all aspects of precious metals. I've shared with you for many years, I don't consider gold to be what I call a Wall Street-type investment. Don't expect to buy gold and make a ton of money with it. Gold is nothing more than a security blanket. It is maybe a trampoline to catch you from jumping out that fourth story window when the paper markets collapse. Gold will help compensate you for the losses in the paper value. That's the reason for owning it. I've also shared with you for some time, maybe not on the air at length, but certainly with clients that I deal with on a day-to-day basis, we all, when I say we all, once again, I'm talking about the so-called gold dealers, the gold barkers. And boy, they howling when they make their commission off you. I guarantee you that. Those who sell gold and silver, make it available at outrageously high prices. Doesn't matter at what level it's priced at. But what I try to share with people is that you buy the stuff as a security blanket. You buy it, you put it away, you pray to God you'll never need it, but if you do, it's there for you. Everybody seems to think that FDR was the mean bad guy that took all the gold away. My God, it already started in Europe years before. Roosevelt was a late comer in this deal. You see, after World War I was over, By 1925, Great Britain reestablished gold coin redemption on demand, but at the pre-wartime inflation price. That meant that gold withdrawals would strip the Bank of England of its gold unless it shrank the currency supply, which it feared to do. 1931, gold withdrawals threatened the Bank of England's gold hoard. And so the bank, with the government's approval, suspended payment. It's never been reestablished. Of course, by 33, FDR imitated the Brits. He went even further. He made it illegal for American citizens to own gold bullion or gold bullion coin. Listen to the words carefully and don't try to misrepresent. He prevented and made it illegal for American citizens to own gold bullion or gold bullion coin. His exemptions to the confiscation specifically allowed you to maintain gold ownership in the form of personal jewelry or, quote, gold coin having special or recognized value to collectors, end of quote. Bing. No MS, no certified, no graded. None of those things basically existed at that point in time. Now remember, they stole the gold from us at under 20 bucks an ounce. But central banks could still redeem gold for dollars at the U.S. Treasury after 1934 for $35 an ounce. That policy, of course, ended on August the 15th, 1971, when Milhouse unilaterally broke the government's contract with foreign central banks. Thank God for Nixon, because he had to protect our interests. The foreign central banks were stealing America's gold. And that is amongst the reasons many people believe that Fort Knox sits empty today. And so you see, gold has always been, my friends, a restraint on governments. Gold was a restraint on government until governments one day woke up and said, BS, we're tired of this restraint. We're going to take your gold. The gold standard was a restraint on privately owned central banks after governments turned their nation's gold over to the central banks. And the central bankers grew tired of the restraint. The modern gold standard was therefore, from day one, a gigantic con job. Governments and later national central banks made this offer to the public. They said, bring your gold coins to your local commercial bank. Your bank will give you paper money in exchange. Paper money is light. It's easy to carry. Anytime you want gold coins rather than paper money, just bring in your paper money, and your friendly banker will give you government-guaranteed gold coins at a fixed government-guaranteed price. This way, you can store your gold for free. Think of the convenience. My way, it's a no-risk deal. Trust me. Hey, where's the wailing wall? Hey, stick around. We're going to be back in a couple minutes. We're going to talk a little bit more about gold. We're going to talk a little bit more about how the public got scammed out of it and how it's all led to the ultimate bankrupting of one United States of America. See you on the flip side of this commercial break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all, Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Past 18, he was waiting for the bus in his army green. Sat down in a booth in a cafe there. Gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile. And he said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? Feeling a little
Dixie Chicks.
It's a good way to end the week. I like something a little bit more raucous for a Friday night, though. Something for nothing. A little bit of what we're talking about tonight. Remember what the banker said to us.
Bring your gold coins to your local commercial bank. Your bank will give you paper money in exchange. Paper money is tight. It's light. It's easy to carry. Anytime you want gold coins, rather than paper money, just bring in your paper money. We'll give you government-guaranteed gold coins at a fixed rate. A government-guaranteed price. That way you can store your gold free of charge.
Yeah, free. Anytime you hear the central banksters, the Oy Vey crowd offering you something for free, you better cover your wallet and put your back up against the wall. They tell us it's a no-risk deal. They tell us to trust them. Something for nothing. The problem is, ladies and gentlemen, the modern-day money changers learn from some of the original money changers. Oh, not just the ones in Christ's times. You know, the one he threw out of the temple? Oh, no, we go back to the days of Kublai Khan. And the public buys it every single time. In every nation, the public always buys it. They buy into the BS that's dispensed that emanates from the orifices of the money changers. In every gold standard nation, the governments allowed the central banks to confiscate the public's gold and never return it. Silver, too. You see, the mark of a successful sting operation is that the victim never really knows that he's been had. I know of no more successful sting operation, and most of you were alive then, than the bait-and-switch scam. The 60s, Gold Standard certainly has been a bait-and-switch scam in many respects. You see, not only is the general public in every nation shrug its collective shoulders when the governments confiscated their gold
in the name of the people, in the name of security.
The voters re-elected the same damn politicians who turned over the government's gold to the privately owned, barely regulated central banks to begin with. But the public still had one possible recourse, to go to the local bank and demand paper money. Well, that act, of course, is deflationary. Every dollar withdrawn in the form of paper currency is not redeposited in another bank, shrinks the money supply by 9 to 1. Paper currently is not fractionally reserved. Deposits are. Paper money is the bottom of the inverted pyramid of money. Oy vey. But the threat no longer exists. In the February 17th issue of The Economist, this year they ran a cover story called The End of Cash. The cover featured a picture of dinosaurs. Today, the only institutional restraining factor to protect the public from mass inflation is, believe it or not, the bond market, the new gold. If long-term rates climb in response to price inflation, then bonds prices fall. That threatens institutional investors. But the public has no... Well, the sting has removed the ability of the public, person by person, to penalize the commercial banks by withdrawing money and not redepositing it. The public is unaware of any of it. The politicians are unaware of it. The media are unaware of it. The only ones who know, oy vey, the bankers. Academic economists are vaguely aware of some of this, but even they don't really care. It's over their head. They don't mention any of this in class or in their textbooks. They approve of central banks' efficiency. And those few who do voice objections don't receive tenure, and surely not in any of the high prestige universities.
Hee hee.
Frank Zappa. All right. Most amazing of all is the vast majority of gold bugs are frankly unaware of any of this. Authors still write their unread book-long defenses of the gold standard as if the system had not been designed and implemented by the Bank of England to further the British Empire's commercial interests and the interests of the rest of the commercial banks that served commerce. And the beat goes on. La-di-da-di-da. And so, my friends, what is the solution? Well, in theory, according to Gary North, there are two possible solutions, neither of which has any possibility of being implemented in my lifetime nor yours. One solution is free banking. Now, that was a suggestion of one Ludwig von Mises, that there would be no bank regulation, no central bank monopolies, no bank licensing, no legal barriers to entry. But the most efficient banks win. I mean, real free market, right? Free market in money. Another solution would be 100% reserve banking. Banks would not be allowed to issue more receipts for gold or silver than they actually had on deposit. Anything else would be constituted as fraud. There would have to be regulation and supervision to make sure that deposits match the loans. No sticky fingers. That was Murray Rothbard's solution. But the question remains, who would do the regulating? And under whose authority? There could not be government-issued money. There would be no government mint or treasury. There would be no legal tender laws. There would be no barriers to entry into coin production. In other words, our good friends that are put out the silver dollar, the one that the U.S. Mint has now decided is counterfeit. You know which ones I'm talking about, the Liberty Dollars. Von Neuhaus. There would also be no free services. No free checking. Come on, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody somewhere is paying for that free lunch in the soup line. So anything other than free banking or 100% reserve banking, it's nothing more than a pseudo or a phony gold standard or phony silver standard. Just one more invitation to confiscation. But you see, there is no organized movement today to establish either free banking or 100% reserve banking. There never has been a movement to impose 100% reserve banking. It's all been well over a century since a handful of economists and pamphlet writers, oy vey, recommended free banking. Give them something for nothing, and they'll pay to get in your doors. Anyone who tells you that it would be easy to switch to a gold standard either has no understanding of the politics of money nor banking, or else has been smoking some funny smelling leaves. And after all, it is Friday night. The switch by official decree to a non-governmental banking system would require the wholehearted cooperation of central bankers, commercial bankers, politicians, academic economists, and political parties, all of which have a vested interest in controlling the money supply at the expense of the public. They fear above all the depositors' ability to bring down the entire international cartel through bank runs. Yes, they can. You can help bring about the complete collapse of the international banking cartel if you start a run on your bank. Now, I wouldn't mind bringing it down, but I'm a little bit more concerned about taking care of myself, as many of you should be. One of the ways you do that is very quietly taking some of your money out of the bank, just enough at a time to take care of yourself. Begin to build your own banking system with gold and silver coins. Robbie and I collectively have got many, many, many years with our hands and our experiences on gold and silver. It's Robbie Noel and myself. We are the principals at Republic Trading Group. We certainly invite you to call us at 1-800-691-7898. And allow us to answer some of your questions. What can you do to become your own banker? Now, you may not be able to completely eliminate the use of the bank. I keep just enough in there to take care of my monthly bills. And I keep a few extra dollars there to make it look like I really care. But they're not making much off me. Well, at least not the local bank. You guys in the chat room, we're not paying attention. To switch to a gold standard by official decree to a non-governmental banking system would require the wholehearted cooperation of all the central bankers, the commercial bankers, and all the rest of them. But I like the bank run part. Except the bank runs would create massive deflation, international depression, and the collapse of the division of labor. Well, we're already experiencing the collapse of the division of labor. Illegal immigration. If a free market gold standard should ever arrive, probably not in our lifetime, my friends, but maybe somebody in the future will find a way to do it. But it's going to be the result of an unplanned response by men and women to a disaster created by the existing central bank cartel. But it's going to require that the switch be preceded by massive inflation, followed by deflation, producing the bankruptcy of the existing banks and brokerage houses. And, of course, that may create a problem. Where are we going to buy our gold coins, and with what? Well, the where is easy. But unless you do some of the converting beforehand, the what may be a good question. Summer of 1963, Gary North says he began buying silver coins at face value at a local bank. I actually began to buy a few years earlier than that. By 1964, as we all know now, there were no more silver coins to buy at the banks. The run on silver coins had begun. Only in tiny coin stores could you buy silver coins at a premium over face value. We now call it junk silver. And once again, you call 1-800-691-7898 to discuss those things. Where could you buy numismatic U.S. gold coins in 1963? Frankly, there were very few places. Most people were still looking over their shoulder at the ghost of FDR. Thanks, Goldfinger. Appreciate it. Most were still looking over their shoulders at the ghost of FDR. I began to buy a few international gold coins, so-called collector's pieces, by 1961. You had to know somebody. I wasn't a rich kid. My grandfather happened to be a coin collector. He went to coin shows. He went to coin auctions. This is where he introduced me to people. This is where I could take my minuscule dollars. Remember, gold was only 35 bucks an ounce back then. And so if you're buying a quarter ounce gold coin, theoretically, probably 12 bucks, 15 bucks, whatever, 10 bucks, just depends on who had it, what they were willing to let it go for. But most coin shops, if they had it, they had to know you before they'd bring out some of the collectibles. There were gold coins that you could have bought from a coin company in California. That company still happens to exist. Small company, same guy owns it and runs it. Gary North said he was 21 when he began doing business with a guy. He's 65 today. He says the more things don't change, the more they stay the same. And although Republic Trading Group is just a little over 2 years old, when John Statmiller put the organization together, when John brought and decided to develop Republic Trading Group, he came to two people that had many, 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 many years' experience, both personally and professionally, in gold and silver. And that was Robbie Noel and myself. From a professional standpoint, Robbie and I have well over 30 years combined. From a personal standpoint, I got 49 years. So, an interesting concept to think about. The more things don't change, the more they do stay the same. And so one's got to consider that an international gold standard requires widespread access to gold coins or digital warehouse receipts to gold coins. More importantly, it requires widespread awareness of the government restraining aspect of gold coins. There's no such network of dealers. It's a hodgepodge of so-called patriotic brokerage firms who rape you at 30 and 40% markup. A client today that I mentioned earlier that had placed an order with me for about $9,800 earlier today, and about 2 hours later, when he realized what was going on with gold, he called back and wanted to double up on the order. And he asked me questions about the first order he had placed, and I answered his questions. And he said, is it too late to change that order? He said, I'd like to double it, but I'd like to do this. Not only did I do what he wanted done, he got the coins he wanted, an exceedingly fair price, an unbelievably fair price. He bought a very large selection of the modern era $10 commemorative gold coins issued by the United States Mint in 1984, issued, in fact, as a collectible. He bought some 56 of those coins. Do you realize that one of our competitors, a name you all know, who's I'm not going to give publicity to, on this very day, we're charging $112 more per coin? The man bought 56 of these coins from me. 56 times $112.
It would have cost him another $6,200 to make the same purchase through our competitor. That's why Republic Trading Group is here. Stay with us. I'm running out of time. I could use a second hour tonight. See you in a couple minutes, huh?
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Yeah, you know, I like ending the week with the Dixie Chicks. Upbeat stuff. They've got the guts to hit the politicos right between the eyes where they deserve it. Interesting conversation throughout the break, and I comments being left on the chat room. And Warhawk, I appreciate your input there. Jommer is saying that we should mention that these particular coins that I talked about before the break, these modern era $5 and $10 commemoratives. You have to understand something about them. They are the exact same weights and measures of the old $5 and $10 Liberty and Indian gold coins from over 100 years ago. And they are the one exception to the confiscatory policy, confiscation, because of the fact that they were designated and authorized and minted and meant to be a collectible. So that works into the scheme. We can generally get these for less. You know, I mean, we're talking proof and uncirculated coins, brilliant gold coins. Each one is in a little, like a little clamshell holder. So each coin gets respectively protected. So it's quite interesting. Well, we're probably not going to have the time to finish our entire story about the sting tonight, but understand, ladies and gentlemen, we, the people of these United States of America, as well as all other countries around the world who ever existed on a gold standard, were scammed. We fell into it. We, in fact, did become part of the sting. Gold coins once provided a degree of personal liberty, my friends, because governments were forced by public opinion regarding the money supply to maintain convertibility of paper money into gold coins. But war by war, central bank by central bank, oy vey, economic emergency by economic emergency, textbook by textbook, central bank insiders have persuaded politicians to authorize the removal of gold from the public's bank accounts. The only way you can beat them is to begin putting gold and silver back into your own personal bank account. Robbie Noel and I can help you with those endeavors. Once again, 1-800-691-7898. You don't have to call tonight. It's the weekend. We may or may not be in a position to take your calls, but we're here out throughout most of the week. The bankers have also persuaded academic economists and the media to reshape the public's opinion regarding gold. And that is why they call it a barbarous relic. It all goes back to the original lie, my friends. I'll give you something for nothing. It also goes back to the lie's corollary. Guaranteed by law, they told us. Those two lies made possible the creation of a government-guaranteed, gold-plated gold standard. And they were all part of the same sting. Got a call the other day from a dear, sweet friend back in West Virginia, who informed me that she had purchased two complete 11-piece sets of Susan B. Anthony silver dollars. And I had to inform her that there was not one drop of silver in a single one of those coins. Properly designated, Susan B. Anthony's are silver-colored dollars, but there ain't no silver, baby. You want the answers, you go to the experts. Robbie Noel and myself and I. Robbie Noel and myself. Robbie Noel and me. Myself and I, right here at Republic Trading Group. 1-800-691-7898. Thanks for all of you for being with me in the chat room tonight and right here on RBN. I'll be with you Tuesday and Thursday and next week. On behalf of RBN, Robbie Noel and myself, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.